Well, praise God. Amen. Let's give him a clap offering again. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Let's all stand up and just praise him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Let it loose. Let it loose. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. We clap for a lot of things in life, don't we? We need to clap for Jesus. The Bible encourages us to do that. Father God, we thank you and we praise you this morning. We thank you for the praise and worship. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gifts, the fruits. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that you shed for us. You died for us. The resurrection power, Lord. The stripes on your back. All these wonderful things you've done for us, Lord. We will not forget your benefits because the Holy Spirit is in us and in this place to remind us of what you've done for us, Lord. We receive your love and your grace in this place this morning. We ask for the Shekinah glory, your manifestation of your presence, Lord, to be in this place, that your Holy Spirit has a free reign to bring forth the word, to touch each one of us, Lord, that when we leave this place, Lord, we will feel and know that we've been in your presence and you have ministered to us and refreshed us. And we pray these things in the blessed name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, years ago, I used to be run a six-color press, and we done all the printing for Swanson's. And every time a run went off, we'd run a million cartons off, and it was on flat paper, then they'd make boxes out of it and so on and so forth. And we'd have to make ready for the next one coming up. You have to put new plates on each cylinder and line up all the colors and line up the register, so when it comes through the cylinders, it prints and it becomes one thing at the other end. In other words, it doesn't come out all distorted. Well, the Holy Spirit reminded me this morning that he's making us ready for the next level. He woke up and reminded me of that. And I can remember all the make readies we used to do and how I used to cross picket lines and because I got paid big money to do that. So that I was in New Hampshire, and they'd call me to go to Ohio and or Michigan, and I'd go out there and cross picket lines, and I finally brought my wife out there and the kids and so on and so forth. Made a lot of money. They paid all my hotel, paid everything, paid my food. But I learned how to run a six-color, and I worked my way up through it and learned it by on-the-job training and so on and so forth, and I was making big, big bucks, and then I got MS. But the whole thing here today is God is, the Holy Spirit is making us ready for another level. And so from the Word of God, he's going to teach you this morning. If you're going through some things, he's getting you ready. He's getting you how to discern yourself and how to discern what you're going through and so on and so forth. So we're going to go through some scriptures and just let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Because he's getting you ready. He's making you ready. You're not going to stay where you are. You're not going to stay in misery or depression or oppression or wherever you're at. Or broke or lack of finances. You're not going to stay there. God is faithful and he's going to bring you out of it. But he's making ready. He's getting you ready, you see. He's allowing you to feel this and sense that. And sometimes we say things then we're sorry we said it. And sometimes we do things we don't want to do. That's in Scripture. I don't know if you know that or not. But he's getting us ready, saints. Because I believe in 2012, that there's going to be a great move of God. I got a grandson named Josiah. And in the Bible, it talks about King Josiah was 8 years old when he started reigning. But in the 12th year, he went before God and he started casting out all the images, false gods, and so on and so forth. I really believe in 12 there's going to be a whole cleaning out of a lot of things. And I believe that God is getting us ready. Amen? He's making us ready. So we align with the Spirit of God. We align with the peace of God. We align with the Spirit of God. You know, you can have the same Spirit that's on me. You remember Moses said, Lord, I can't handle this. And God said, pick out 70 men, and I'll put the same Spirit on them. Well, God can do the same thing today. If you desire to walk and do what I'm doing, I'll be gladly to encourage you. And you can have the same spirit, you see. The Holy Spirit will do the same thing through you. That's what he said to Moses. I'll put the same spirit on you, on them. Pick out 70 people. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at the scripture this morning and let the word minister to us in how he's getting us ready. Amen? So when he gets us ready, he gets us ready by the Spirit of God that's in us. We're born again with the temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in us. And he's getting us ready. He's putting up with a lot of flesh, our fleshly ideas, you know, and all of our rebellion, you know, and I want to quit, and I don't need this, I don't want to do that no more. He's still getting you ready. You can confess you all kinds of junk with your mouth, he's still getting you ready. Because when I was on that sixth color, everything, when it came out the other end, it all had to line up. All the colors had to be perfect, and all the register had to be perfect. So you didn't see three packages on one page. When it came out, it was all one. Many boxes, but nothing was out of register. And that's what God is working with us, God the Holy Spirit, to get us in place, to get us ready. Because God says your day is coming. You're going to be blessed. You're going to have your due season. Hallelujah. Everybody here is going to have a due season. And you know, he's getting churches ready, the body of Christ. Not just individuals, but the church getting ready. Some churches are rebelling. I know of a denomination where there's a whole board trying to get their pastors to get back to the Word of God, and 900 of them are rebelling against that board because 900 pastors want to do same-sex marriages and love this and love that and so on and so forth. There's a whole upheaval in the body of Christ. Some people are getting away from the make-ready. They're getting into the flesh. They're getting into religion and so on and so forth. So the Bible wants to let us have a manifestation of the Holy Spirit to get us ready to have revival, to win souls, where people can walk through the door and fall on their face and get saved. Because of the presence of God. Not because of what you and I are doing, but because of the presence of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles, if you would, to Galatians 5. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Galatians 5. So whatever you're going through, if you'll remember this message, if you can't remember it, well, the CDs are only $2. The DVDs are $5. You know, we're starting to get orders from different towns now. We've gotten 2 orders now for lots of CDs. So God is giving us grace and giving us favor. One place, I don't even know where it's at, but it's part of Colorado. It's about 5 hours from here. Jeff found out where it's at and so on and so forth and mailed them a whole bunch of things yesterday, I guess it was. They sent some money and wanted this CD, but they're actually ordering DVDs. And so, hallelujah. God's getting ready, amen? He can give you favor. He can cause this ministry to be blessed financially by just CDs. We don't take up collections here. We just believe in the power of God. God said, I'll supply your need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's not wrong to do that, but it's wrong for me to do it. Amen? Say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So if you're going through something, saints, you won't stay there. You're not going to camp out there. God's not going to ask you to build your house there. God's not going to ask you to stay there. God's going to give you a desire to come out of it. Amen? So he's making ready. He's getting the church ready. He's getting sons and daughters ready. And if you want to do the same thing I do, I have 2 healing services, Sunday morning and Friday night, and I lay hands on people. And that's what I'm called to do. And sometimes the Holy Spirit moves through me with the word of knowledge and wisdom, and sometimes the healing. I'm really seeking miracles. I really believe that Jesus did miracles, that it drew attention to Jesus, and miracles will draw attention to Jesus. So he's making you ready. I don't know to what he's making you ready, but there's a finger and a thumb and a hand, part of the body of Christ, but he's making us ready. So if you're going through something, be encouraged today that the Spirit of God is working with you. And don't let the devil lie to you. Don't receive those thoughts. Only receive thoughts that come from the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're in Galatians 5, 16 and 17. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, in the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. So the flesh is an inhibitor. It comes against the things of God. That's where the battle really is. So God the Holy Spirit says, I'm making you ready and showing you how to walk in the Spirit, because your flesh is getting in the way. Your flesh don't want to do this sometimes. Your flesh don't want to be obedient to God sometimes. Your flesh don't want to pray sometimes. Your flesh don't want to read the Word of God sometimes. And there's people in here who struggle in these areas. And God says, the biggest enemy you got is your flesh. Because your flesh don't want to agree with the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit is supernatural. He shows you things in the Bible of the supernatural realm. And then he wants you to walk in that, and you say, I don't want to do that. Have you ever had those feelings? Why am I saying the things I'm saying? Why am I doing the things I'm doing? Why do I get upset? Why do I get angry? Why do I spit out these things out of my mouth? Because God's getting you ready. He wants you to recognize what you're doing is wrong, and he wants to give you the power of the Holy Spirit that you'll walk in the Spirit. You're going to have your season, saints. You're going to have your season. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A desire alone to do good is not enough to overcome the flesh. Flesh is a growth inhibitor to the Spirit of God. It comes against the things of God. Now, if I was to tell the flesh, well, there's a Brinks truck backing up here, and everybody's going to get $1,000, people wouldn't come against that. They'd love that. But if I say, what you're saying is wrong, according to the Spirit of God, that's not walking in the flesh, then you'd get upset with me because you think I'm judging you. But the Word of God already says what we are to do and what we are not to do. Amen? And so your flesh is the biggest enemy. It's the biggest enemy to receive peace from God or healing from God or flow in the gifts of God, because we just don't want to be bothered with all the things the Spirit of God wants to teach us. We just have problems with some things of God. And so your flesh really, well, years ago when I drank, and then I got saved, and I had MS and all that stuff. I'm talking about God had to get in me and really clean me out. He had to work with me. He was very patient with me. And all the things I was doing, I wish I wasn't doing, God says, he didn't tell me back then, but he says, today, I got you ready way back then. I was making you ready. I was making you to come into the presence of God. Accept my love. Accept my grace. Accept my power. Don't accept the way the flesh is telling you to walk. Accept the way the Spirit of God is telling you to walk. And the Spirit of God will tell you to walk according to the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number two, praise you, Jesus. If you would, please, turn to Romans 7. Romans 7. I won't go through the whole thing, but 13 to 22, well, I'll read some of it. Starting with verse 13. Has that what is good become death to me? Certainly not, but sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me, though it is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. We all battle with this, saints. You're getting made ready now. God wants you to recognize if you're doing good, you're doing good. But if you're doing wrong, God wants you to teach you how to overcome it. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will do, that I do not practice, but I hate that I do. You see? If then I do what I will not to do, I agree that the law, that is, it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. See, that's the way our flesh is, saints. It doesn't mean you're a sinner, you're no good, you're going to hell. It simply means is the flesh don't want to obey God. We battle all the time with it. There's some things we agree we want to do, and sometimes we say things, sometimes we cuss, sometimes we desire things that are not of God. You're going through make ready. You're getting ready. God's getting you to recognize, and particularly we're going through it, we say, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Because you're getting made ready by the Holy Spirit. He's going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. He's going to teach you how to call upon the Holy Spirit to overcome your flesh that wants to walk in the ways of the world. So we as the body, me as a pastor, you as the body, you see, out there, we got to learn how to do it by the Spirit of God. I'm going to teach you how to walk in the flesh. So first of all, I teach you how to walk in the Spirit. First of all, your flesh is going to say, why am I doing the things I don't want to do? Because you're going to recognize it. And the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. Amen? That's just the way it works. So whatever you're going through, you're being made ready. You're getting ready. If you see yourself doing something and say, and you get by yourself and say, why did I say that? Why am I doing that? Because you're getting made ready for by God. He's going to teach you how to overcome that. He's going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. He's going to teach you how to overcome those thoughts, how to come those desires that you have that are not of God. This is how God makes ready. This is how God lines you up. This is how God gets you the colors of God working in your life. This is how God gets the fruits of the Spirit working in your life. You have to go through things, and then the Spirit of God says, I'm going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. So don't be discouraged if you're doing things you shouldn't be doing. Just let the Holy Spirit get you made ready. If you're cussing, if you're whatever you're doing, God will change you. God will make ready for you. There'll be a time when you'll receive an anointing that will flow you through you, that'll set the captives free, that'll set your mind free, that'll set your husband free, or your wife free, or your daughters free, or your sons free. It'll set, I'm telling you, saints, if you'll just let God work with you. So you're not going to be perfect after you're born again. You're not going to be, because you have a fleshly body, but God says, I'm going to teach that fleshly body how to walk in the Spirit. Amen? See, we all come in here and think we ought to be like little angels with a thing around our head and all the type of thing and everything else. We're all going through battles. But I want to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. So first of all, you've got to recognize that you don't like what you're doing. When you recognize you don't like what you're doing, you say, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help me overcome the flesh. Help me to overcome, because I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like what I'm saying. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. As a man thinketh, so is he. I don't like it. Have you ever felt that? Don't raise your hands, but you've all felt that. Everybody goes through these things, saints. But if we take you gently from the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit make you ready. When he said that to me at 3 or 4 o'clock this morning, I wanted to get my wife up and preach to her. I said, God, don't let me forget this message. He brought back to my, and this is years ago that I ran this sex color. He said, you remember you ran that? And then I came down with multiple sclerosis. Well, the company wouldn't let me go back to work because they was afraid I'd fall into one of the presses. And I see people lose their hands and everything else, fall in one of those presses, and I'd sue them because they knew I had MS and I had no balance. I was like walking around like a drunk man. And I wasn't saved then. So I lost my, they let me go from the job and everything else, and I went downhill. My physical body went downhill. I was in the hospital. I had an iron lung sitting outside of the room. I couldn't breathe. And so on. All kinds of things were going. They wouldn't let my wife in the room because they thought I had polio at first. So I went down and down and down. I wasn't saved now. When I got saved, you see, God says, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you how to renew your mind. I'm going to teach you how to think healing. I'm going to teach you how to think love. I'm going to teach you how to think grace. I'm going to teach you how to walk in my forgiveness, how to receive salvation and the manifestation of that salvation on the outside. I'm going to teach you how to walk in the fruits. All of this stuff is a process. I didn't like what I was saying. I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't like my body that had MS. Then God says, I want you to preach. Oh, boy. I hadn't been to school, either school of the Holy Ghost or the natural school. I went out, I was too smart, so I left, you know, and joined the Marine Corps and tried to be a hero and everything else. But let me tell you something, saints. Whatever you're going through, you're getting made ready. First you recognize what you're doing, you don't want to do it. And then you call upon the Holy Spirit to help you. Some people get in fear. Some people get in doubt. Some people cuss. Some people look at pornography. Some people want to smoke those funny cigarettes. Nothing in our lives should be a crutch except Jesus Christ. But all of us, go through times that this is a crutch, that's a crutch, I need this, I can't live without this, I got to have this. That's the reason why so much money's being made on prescription drugs and so on and so forth. Listen now, verse 16. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree that the law, that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. So we got this battle. Even though we're good people, your flesh don't want to walk in the Spirit. It argues with the Spirit. It comes against the Spirit. So once I recognize that I'm a born-again Christian and I'm doing the things of the world and you want to get over it, you say, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help me. And he's going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit, how to overcome those fleshly ideas, those fleshly desires, and so on and so forth. This is how it works, saints. You're in make ready. You're getting made ready for the glory of God to flow through you. You're getting ready for the gifts of the Spirit to flow through you. You're getting ready to set the oppressed and the captives free. So don't complain what you're going through. Just ask God to help you. Because your flesh will argue with the Spirit in some areas. Not an area, but in some areas. I argue with God about everything. I want to get up in the morning and find $1 million sitting on the living room floor. Why can't you do that? You sent Peter over there and you let him go fishing. Tell me to go fishing. I'll get some coins. But it didn't work that way. Because that's not how God was. He wanted me to get away from money because he wanted me to be Lord over my life. He didn't want money to be Lord over my life. Amen? Hallelujah. For I know that in me, in verse 18, that is my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. If you want to perform what is good, ask the Holy Spirit. He'll teach you how to walk in the Spirit. He'll teach you how to overcome the flesh. He'll teach you how to overcome those thoughts. He'll teach you how to overcome a sickness or a disease, a loneliness, oppression. He'll teach you. First, you've got to recognize and have a desire. I don't want to live this way. I don't want to think this way. I don't want to say what I'm saying. You've got to have a desire not to want to do that. If you want to keep on doing it, he'll just let you keep on doing it. You can be washed in the blood, saved, and still acting like the world. Amen? I know, I've been there. Hallelujah. Verse 19. For the good that I will to do, I do not, but the evil I will to do, that I practice. You see the battle he's talking about here? A battle of the flesh against the Spirit? You know something? We all get under guilt and condemnation. We do some things, and boy, we act like, oh boy, you mean something? God is making you ready. He's going to clean you out by you recognizing you don't want to do it. I'm doing these things and I don't want to do it. So Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help me. Help me get over the things I don't want to do. Because if you don't help me, I'm going to keep on doing it. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, if I do what I will to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. You see the battle we're in? Here's an apostle. Here's a man of God struggling in the same things we struggle with. Hallelujah. Verse 21. I find then a law that is evil is present with me. The one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, according to the Spirit of God that's in me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Remember now, if you're being made ready, what you're going to do, you're going to do some sinning, and then you're not going to like what you're doing. And then today the teaching is you'll call upon the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll help you to stop doing that. And everything you give up to God, he'll give you some more anointing. So you won't go back in it. We got a whole lifetime of getting victories from God, from that inward man, from that Holy Spirit in us. So when you see somebody, you see, falling into that, try to remember this message and encourage them. You're being made ready. You're getting aligned with God. You're getting ready rid of some things in your flesh that you don't want to do, but you're doing it because you don't. It's the power of the Spirit that helps you not to do it. You know that? Ain't that good? Hallelujah. The next step is Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. Hallelujah. Verse 19. This is what the Spirit of God is going to take you through now. Verse 2, chapter 2, I should say. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. We're born again, we're members of the household of God, but we're still doing things we don't want to do. So because you're in the household of God, you're not a foreigner, the Holy Spirit's going to help you because you're blood bought. You're born again Christian. Your spirit is born again. So he tells you, you're qualified because, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers. See, I'm not a stranger. I'm not a foreigner. I'm a fellow citizen with the saints, members of the household of God. So there is things that come from God that now belong to you, and the Holy Spirit is going to help you work that out. So your flesh is still trying to do things. It's doing what it don't want to do, but because you're a member, you're not a foreigner, the Holy Spirit's going to help you. You see, you qualify to get the help of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, to overcome your flesh. Hallelujah. Verse 20. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles, this is what the Holy Spirit's going to do you, teach you. He's going to teach you to look at the apostles. If you look at Peter, one moment he's denying God. The next minute he's telling Jesus that they ain't going to take you. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, because it was necessary for him to go to the cross. Peter didn't want him to go to the cross, and he was going to stop it. Then you see him cutting someone's ear off. And then you see him in the book of Acts. He's up in a trance, and he's praying, and God lets the sheet down. So he's doing things he don't want to. God says, kill and eat. I ain't doing that. He's arguing with God. I ain't doing that. So you're building on the apostles, and the Holy Spirit will show you, you see. Then eventually you see Peter with a shadow around him, anointing around him, and they're pulling people out into that shadow to get healed. But you see, he didn't walk away, meet Jesus, then walk away with a halo and around his head and everything else. He went through all kinds of battles. See, Peter had this big old thing that he thought Jesus was just for the Jews, not for the Gentiles. So God would tell him to do things. I ain't doing that. I know us saints have never done that before, but or we bind Satan, or we say, I'm not ready for that. I don't know how to do that. Well, the Holy Spirit will teach you. So when you look at the apostles, it says, build on the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. When you look at the prophets, you look at Moses, and God calls Moses, and Moses said, I don't want to do that, God. Can't you find someone else? I can't speak right. And so on. And you know what the next scripture down says? God got mad at him. You know God gets mad at us? When he tells us to do it, and he's going to supply the anointing, he's going to supply the mind of Christ, everything, every promise is yes, yes, and we just don't want to do it. You know why? Because the flesh don't know how to do it, but the Spirit of God in you knows how to do it. So you're being led by reasoning, saying, I don't know how to do this. But the Spirit of God will teach you how to walk in the Spirit. Can you imagine a prophet when God says, Elijah, I want you to go out and sit by a brook, and I'm going to send a raven by twice a day to feed you. Why do you look at the prophets? Because when God told them to do something, even though they weren't right, they did it. They were obedient. You'll never go any further than your last obedience. So that's why he said, study the apostles, study the prophets, and what did they do? God asked them to do some strange things. I mean, to take one man, Moses, to stand him before the Red Sea, listen now, one man. He couldn't find anybody in that 2 million people, how many there were out there, and the enemy's closing on him. He says, Moses, just raise your staff. And the Holy Spirit brought the presence of Jesus upon that Red Sea, and it opened, and then the wind came in and dried it out so they could walk across. If you and I were standing in a place and something was coming against us, and God said, just stand there, just speak in my name. I mean, some things are scary. Think about it. When you look at the prophets, you look at Moses, and he says, Moses, meet me at the rock, and I'll cause some water to come out of it. Get your board and come on over there. Well, where are we going, Moses? We're going to get some water out of a rock. Because of strangeness to the flesh, we just don't want to do it because the flesh don't know how to do it, but the Spirit of God in us knows how to do it. That's why he said, build on the apostles, build on the prophets, Christ being the chief cornerstone. Do you know that the family of Jesus was going out to lay hands on him to drag him in the house because they thought he was mental because he had this zeal for healing people? Now, who's the family? The Bible says it's Mary and James that want to take him. Come in here, Jesus. Don't be out there doing that stuff. You're embarrassing me. Charismatic movement embarrasses the flesh. Some people run around the church. Some people go out in the spirit. Some people laugh. Some people see feathers. Some people see gold on people. That ain't God. You know why we think it's not God? We're reasoning. We're not led by the Spirit. All things are possible with God. So he says, build on the apostles, Christ being the chief cornerstone. Build on, study them. This is how I'm going to build the church. This is how I'm going to build you. When you study the prophets and see how I'd use them and study the apostles, and one day their day came and Jesus called them in and said, today I give you power and authority. Go out and cast out demons and heal. Your day's coming. Your make-ready day is coming. He's making you ready. He's getting you ready. He's getting you to dislike the flesh and love the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In John 15, he says there's got to be some pruning. The Father's going to prune you. Not me. Go prune someone else. We don't like to be pruned. We don't like to be that clay, you know. He rips something out and puts himself in. We don't want to be molded by anything but our own reasoning. But on that way, the Holy Spirit says, hey, Jesus said, I'm the true vine, you're the branch, there's going to be some pruning. Isn't there any other way of doing it? That's what the flesh would say. Oh, y'all, I just give in, Lord. I just give. I don't want to be pruned. You're still going to be pruned. I'm going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. The pruning is to produce fruits in your life. Love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness and self-control. Most people don't have that now, you know. We don't even have self-control. That's the reason why we cuss. That's the reason why we do things that we don't want to do. We don't have self-control. You're controlled by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, through the renewing of the mind. You refuse to accept to say that no more. I don't like what I'm doing, Lord. You're going to have to help me. Okay, let's do a little pruning. Oh, I thought you'd do it. Don't you just love me? Just love it out of me, Lord. I often think of those poor chickens and those turkeys this time of year, man, they're getting plucked. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I'm glad I'm not a turkey. Listen now. Those who serve God can trust in his grace. God is sovereign in granting rewards. You're being made ready. You're going to get a reward. You're going to have your season. If you allow the pruning, if you allow yourself to recognize, I don't like how I'm living. I don't like what I'm saying. I don't like what I'm thinking, you see. I just don't like what I'm doing. Now when you say you don't like it, now you need some help. You need the power of the Holy Spirit to take you out of what you don't like you're doing. And the power of the Spirit in you will take you out of your flesh. Listen, I say this all the time. I said to God this morning, no, last night, I said, Lord, if you don't help me, I ain't going down there. Now, this happens once a week. When I get up Saturday morning, I'm still anointed, boy. Oh, praise God. All of a sudden, it goes somewhere. And you feel miserable. And you ain't got nothing to say. I said, God, if you don't help me, see, I don't want to do it by the flesh. I don't want to look in the Word of God and see, oh, that will sound nice. Give me something, Jesus. Well, at 3 o'clock this morning, he wakes me up. He said, you remember when you was an office at Pressman and you had to make ready? Tell the people I'm making them ready. You had to do this at 3 o'clock in the morning? So don't quit. Don't let the devil tell you you're rotten to the core. Don't let the devil tell you, if you're going through something, the first thing you got to do is recognize you don't like it. You don't like what you're becoming. And if you'll do that, because you're no longer a foreigner, you're a citizen, God says you're qualified, my Spirit will come upon you, and you shall have power over the flesh. The flesh is your enemy as far as walking in the Spirit. That's why it's lusting against each other. That's why all that stuff is going on. So you go through a process. I went through a process. I haven't arrived yet because I quit every week. I said, God, am I ever going to get over this? You want me to tell you something? You'll never get over it as long as you're walking in the flesh. But I don't get over it, but I can get through it. The Holy Spirit will help me. I don't know why he does it with me. He may not do this way with you, but 3 o'clock in the morning, the message comes. And you're sound asleep, and you're off in that la-la land, and all of a sudden you hear a voice, you go, what, Lord? And you lay there for 2 hours, and he talks to you. Can't we just do this in 5 minutes, go back to sleep and get this? I sat up on the edge of the bed last night. I was so excited. I looked over there. My wife was like an angel. I even tried to get my dog. My dog was sleeping. I got to talk to somebody. I'm excited about this. I'm being made ready. All the colors are going to line up. I'm not going to be out of joint with God. It's all going to line up because God's working with me. Remember now, the key is you got to dislike what you're doing. And sin is fun, isn't it? Isn't it? Huh? For a season. Ah. Jose, oh, okay, Jose says. Hallelujah. You know what all this is about? Turn, if you would, Chris, to Matthew 20, verse 16. Matthew 20. Verse 16 says, so the last will be first, and the first, alas, for many are called, but few are chosen. Do you know when Jesus spoke and he said, the flesh will profit nothing? Many disciples who followed him left. Everybody is called, but out of the call, you see, he's going to choose. There's going to be a chosen one, like the 12. And the reason for that is they dislike. Paul said, why am I doing this thing? I don't want to do this, Lord. I want the Spirit of God to help me. See, if you keep pushing in, you keep pressing in. God wants somebody who's chosen to have Jesus first in your life. Jesus is more important than you are. Jesus is more important than your finances. Jesus is more important than you getting a home, getting a car. All of that is in the kingdom realm, and God wants to give it to us. But Jesus must become more important. So if I'm going after God because I want desires for the flesh, think about it. You have to say, I don't like myself doing that, Lord. I want you to be my king, to be my Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to overcome that. Guess what? All of a sudden, he becomes so important. And then when he becomes so important, here comes the finances. Here comes the blessing. Here comes the peace. Here comes the grace. Here comes the healing. Here comes the gifts. Amen? Hallelujah. Everybody in here has a call. But you got to like what you... If you're doing things in the flesh, you got to dislike it. You got to just dislike it, saints. I want Jesus in my life. I want him to be Lord. I want him to be my king. I want to go into his mind. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. I want to be free from all this... Listen, saints. Jesus talked about tormenting spirits. He set people free from tormenting spirits. A lot of people don't think, you know, I'm not talking about possession. I'm talking about something that torments you. You see, some people can be tormented by fear. Some people can be tormented by loneliness. Some people can be tormented by sexual abuse weeks and months and years later. Some people can be this is a tormenting spirit. They just keep, and when he keeps it in your mind, he controls the body. Well, they brought people who were tormented by spirits to Jesus, and he freed them. So the Holy Spirit wants you to know that no spirit has power over you. If you're being tormented, Jesus will free you. Listen, I was tormented with MS. I was tormented with anxiety. I'm dealing with somebody now who has anxiety. I had anxiety so bad I couldn't breathe. I was tormented. Under that, there was some kind of fear. Once I got saved and started being obedient to God, not arriving, but being that anxiety left. It'll leave, saints. If you don't like where you're at, ask the Holy Spirit to take you out where you're at. Desire God. Say, Holy Spirit, you see? And so I was tormented with all kinds. I was tormented with booze. I was tormented with drugs. See, I wanted to see funny things, take drugs and see funny things. I was really looking for Jesus, but I wanted to see funny things. I wanted to experience the other side. Well, I wasn't experiencing the other side. I was experiencing hell. God says, I want to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. I want to teach you how to overcome the flesh. And I'm going to give you a desire to dislike what you're doing. And when you dislike it, just ask the Holy Spirit, and he'll free you from it. I disliked all that torment, that anxiety, going to the hospital, man. It's not funny. Hallelujah. And that's torment. And Jesus freed them from tormenting spirits. Is it booze? Is it dreaming? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it loneliness? Do you have some hidden stuff in you that you're walking around saying, oh, I just feel so good, and something is tormenting you? Can you trust in Jesus? Not me. Can you trust in Jesus? See, my dad was tormented with pills, and he died from it. He died of a heart attack from taking pills and drinking. Great guy. But that's what he died from. He was tormented. He was taking that stuff because that was a crutch. All my uncles died when they were 30 and 40 years old. Tormented. I didn't know about the spirit realm back then. But I'm telling you, I can sit in my office and talk to people. I can tell they're tormented. It's a very gentle, loving thing that the Spirit of God wants to deliver us from being tormented. You know, some people can be tormented for years. When I was so tormented, I started slicing my wrist. I started playing Russian roulette with a 357 Magnum. I started rolling cars over to see how many times I could roll it. I was trying to find Jesus, and I was a Catholic. No one told me about Jesus. The priest would say, oh, just read the stations. I was tormented. And when I said, Jesus, help me, in that room, of that pastor was there, me and Betty, I saw big red letters. It said, Jesus. When that flashed in front of me, I said, Jesus, help me. That was the beginning of my freedom, my journey. Doesn't mean I was free that moment, but I got free from anxiety. I got free from MS. I got free from drugs and booze. I got free from tormenting thoughts in my mind. Now I'm tormented with quitting all the time. I want to quit. I'm fine when I'm standing up here doing this. When I get home, I want to quit. I don't know how we can get that out of my vocabulary. I don't want to do it no more, God. You know why? I'm just on the edge of a miracle. And the enemy's coming hard and strong. And if God's got more of me, I'll never give in to it. But I guarantee you, I say it. Ain't there some other way of doing this? God is saying today, I want to get you made ready. I want you to make you ready for your season. Ready to have peace in your mind. Ready to flow in the anointing. Ready to have the gifts to set the oppressed and the captives free. Luke 4:18, this is our vision of the church. Luke, the Spirit of God's upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel, to open the blind eyes, and set the oppressed and captives free. And I add to it, and to try to quit. See, you don't know that some of the things, the battles I go through spiritually. But because God, there's more of God in me now than there is Ellery, he pulls me through it every time. I don't like it. I don't like it. Is this always going to be God? Is this, Alan, the man had anointing on his life. And everybody hated him. Everybody came against him. And he would go out and get drunk. I mean, everybody doesn't love you because you're laying hands and doing the things that I do or things that other people do. That doesn't mean everybody's going to love you. That's the bad part about it. I got to die, Jesus. I got to die, Jesus. Do I have to keep saying quit, quit, quit? I got to quit. I got to die, Jesus. When I get to cross over and say, hi, Jesus, am I still back over here saying, I quit? I quit. Did some of you quit praying? Did some of you quit reading the Word of God? Did some of you quit pursuing God? Did some of you just quit because, you know, it just ain't working? The enemy would like nothing better to show you and prove to you God don't heal. God don't do miracles today. And you'll have thoughts. You know why? You have these Christians running around, and they're up to their ankles in water. That's as far as they are. And they're trying to cast out demons and do things. Because you know why? We haven't got the revelation. Jesus is our power. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's the Holy Spirit, right? Well, Satan's a spirit. Principalities and powers are a spirit. So I need the Spirit to overcome the Spirit. Hallelujah. So he's available to all of us. I want to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. You got to dislike what you're doing, saints. Hallelujah. Dan, this is what God would say to you. I don't care how many cores you've drilled up there. I don't care how many people have been up there. I've already told you, high in the mountain and to the center of the mountain. Amen? God says, stop listening to everybody. Stop listening to yourself. Because I've told Dan. Just like I told Moses, Moses, you stand before the Red Sea. Here comes your enemy. The people are all griping at you. And all you got to do is raise your staff and open the Red Sea. All you got to do is open yourself up to God and be obedient to what he told you to do. Don't say you are. Don't say you're walking by faith. Because God's telling you today, I'm reminding you, they can take a whole truckload of drills up there, but they won't find it. Because God's told you where it is, and until you're obedient, till you stand before the Red Sea, until you raise up the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he becomes more important in your life than Dan, you will see it glittering out of the ground. Wouldn't you like to be Moses and they're griping about food? What are we going to eat, Moses? You brought us out here. Oh, God's going to send manna out of heaven. Say what? And you're going to have to go out every day and get it. That means you've got to, because Jesus is the manna in the revelation of in the New Testament, you see. You're going to have to go out and every day. American people like this. That's why we have refrigerators. So we don't have to shop once a month. We store it up. I ain't going back over that place. I call Walmart the cave. My kids say, where you going? I said, I'm going to the cave. Everybody's walking around there half dead. They got the look like these zombies, you see. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you being tormented? You don't have to tell me anything. Are you being tormented about something? Something you got hidden yourself and you don't want to talk about it? And you don't want to tell your next door neighbor? You don't even want to tell your husband? You don't even want to tell your wife? Something that keeps you up at night? Hallelujah. That's what God's going to free you today. Put that tape on, Jeff, that worship tape. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ten in the orange. Let's just worship him. Amen. Just let God minister. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. There's a holy presence in here. There's a holy presence in here. Jesus said, "Where two are gathered, there I am." The Holy Spirit will help you believe He's here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. This lady back here behind Dan, what is your first name, dear? Paula? Wow. Paula. Praise God. No. I used to have, well, never mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God says, "My daughter, there has been some sadness in your life, and I'm the one that can rise up in you and cause a flood of the anointing of the Spirit of God to flow through you that will flush all that out. All you got to do is dislike what you're doing or feeling, and God says the Holy Spirit will come upon you and help you. There has been almost a denial of blessings in your life at times. You're almost denying it. And the enemy's been really after you, trying to get you to not believe in the things of God, not believe in His love and His power. But God says your countenance is going to change because My Spirit is going to come upon you, and He's going to bring you out of that, and He's going to show you light about the Word, revelation about the Word. and he's going to cause that which has been tormenting your thoughts, your mind, thoughts in your mind. God said it's going now in the name of Jesus Christ, and it'll not return, because you'll stand in the name of Jesus and you'll take authority over it, and you'll join in with the Spirit of God that's saying now, that thought can't stay there. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And that thought is coming out right now. It's not coming back again. So God says, my daughter, stand up and stand in the footprints of Jesus Christ. Stand in the name of Jesus Christ and proclaim you're under the blood of Jesus, and don't let that thought back in again. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Dawn, right now, I pray for your boy. And I say the spirit of fear is not going to touch you. The spirit of drugs is not going to touch him no more, because I prophesy and speak into his life, and I drain all that desire out of him and ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, help that young man. Help that young man to have no longer a desire for drugs, and give Ron the peace right now, Lord. Let it flood Ron right now. Let it flood his wife. Let the peace flood his home. Let him know, because he knows, because he knows, because you've heard his prayers, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and what he's brought before you, you're causing angels to be released, to bring the manifestation into that boy's life. So we give you praise and honor and glory. Right now, Satan, I bind you, you spirit of drugs, you principalities and powers, you controlling spirits, I bind you from that boy, and I command you under the blood of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you will not touch him again, and he'll no longer have a desire, because the Holy Spirit's changing the desire right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's had trouble in your back. It's not a back problem, but it's kind of in the muscles. And it's almost like at times a burning sensation. And you swallow or drink stuff, it's in your back. And it's almost like a burn. It don't last long, but it makes you realize there's something wrong in your digestive system. There's something wrong when you swallow and eat food, and you can feel it in back in here. God says he's healing that right now in Jesus' name. You're going to be able to eat. You're going to be able to drink fluid, and that burning sensation, that thing that's going on in your back, is no longer going to be there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can test the Lord. You really can. You can drink in faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Does anybody have that type of thing going on in their body? Anybody have that type of thing? Anybody here? I know someone does. I thought it was you, yeah. Hallelujah. All you're doing is just recognizing and receiving what God has said. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, here's the last thing the Spirit of God. Are you tormented? You don't have to tell me nothing, saints. This isn't a confession or anything. But they brought the people to Jesus that were tormented. And so if there's lack of sleep, if there's fear, if you're tormented about this, there's thoughts in your mind, loneliness, whatever it may be, and you're tormented, they brought them to Jesus. When you come up here, you're not coming to me. You're coming to Jesus. And he's going to release that, relieve you from that torment. And then he's going to give you the authority to make sure you overcome it. Amen? So if there's any kind of torment, whatever that torment is, are you in misery? Can you not sleep at night? Torment comes in many, many different ways. It doesn't mean you're demon-possessed. It means these tormenting spirits can do this. So if there's anything going on in your life and you don't like it and you don't want it, give it to Jesus. That's what they did. They brought him to Jesus, and he healed them of that tormenting spirit. He's Lord. He's King. He has resurrected. He's taken the authority of away from Satan and principalities and powers. He's given us this power of the Holy Spirit. And that torment is a spirit, and the whole anointing in our lives can cause that torment to go. Amen? So if you have anything in your life like that, or anything, and you decide, you see, maybe I didn't name it. Maybe sickness is tormenting you. Maybe drugs are tormenting you. Maybe pornography is tormenting you. Maybe hate is tormenting you. Maybe bitterness is tormenting you. Maybe anger is tormenting. It comes in many, many ways, saints. I have this wonderful relationship. Jesus, I can't do this. Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help me. it'd be better for me sometimes just to pull the puff up over the head and say, goodbye, world. I ain't getting up. Have you ever felt that way? Hallelujah. If you want prayer for any of those things or that thing or whatever, and God wants you to come up and get prayer, dear. Hallelujah. Paula. Hallelujah. The rest of you come up here if you want prayer for anything that's going on in your life. Come up here right now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't be ashamed. You may have to come 10 times. Who knows? Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Close your eyes. Raise your hands to him. Just worship him. Make room here. Let these people fit these people right in here. Come right in here. Yeah, there you go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, asking to release your spirit into these people. Let it rise up out of their bellies, breaking every yoke of bondage in Jesus' name. Let the anointing teach them. Let the Holy Spirit teach them that today they'll be refreshed. Today torments will be gone in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. As I touch them in your name, Jesus, let the torment be released, taken out of their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch her right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Quint, come up here. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Don't go away. I got something for you. Not here, but I'll give it to you after church. Betty's got something for you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease, every tormenting spirit, I command right now in the authority of the name of Jesus as I release my faith into her life in Jesus' name to go in Jesus' name. I bind it right now. What's bound on earth is bound in heaven, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. No more tormenting spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch. Yeah, I just want you to help. Yeah. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I touch him, Lord. And I thank you for the healing, Lord, all through his back, Lord, all through his intestines, right now in Jesus' name. Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit, the gift of healing. Oh, the power of you, Lord Jesus, your resurrection power, Lord, that his physical body is receiving right now. We thank you for your love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name.
Go!
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every tormenting spirit in Jesus' name. Every tormenting. Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every tormenting spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I cover their boy with the blood of Jesus. No longer tormenting spirits in Jesus' name. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All tormenting spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All tormenting spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just kind of take your hands off. You can stand behind her. Stand right behind her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every tormenting spirit, Lord Jesus. Every tormenting spirit, Lord Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Oh, a fresh, oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every tormenting spirit in Jesus' name. Every tormenting spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. The power of
nature, Jesus. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Every tormenting spirit, every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every tormenting spirit in Jesus' name. Every tormenting spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every tormenting spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name. Every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name. Every tormenting spirit, wait a minute, dear. Go in Jesus' name. Every tormenting spirit, 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 go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name. Every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name. Every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Freedom, freedom by the blood of Jesus. Freedom by the blood of Jesus. Freedom, every thought, every desire. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. The boldness of the Holy Spirit rising up in these two, Lord. Every spirit that tries to torment is gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that tries to go in Jesus' name. I command you in Jesus' name that this young man of God, this young woman of God will rise up tomorrow morning, feel refreshed, feel bold, and step out in the name of Jesus and go about their daily business and be covered around by angels and the anointing of the Spirit of God upon the both of them right now in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. But Dad, right now, Lord, every tormenting spirit, Lord, is going in Jesus' name. Every tormenting spirit, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every tormenting spirit right now, every tormenting spirit, you're going in Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Amen. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you come up? Oh, you just came up with her. Her, yeah. Come here, brother. You need prayer. You want to give me a hug? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands, brother. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath through your nose. Just draw in the presence of God that's around you right now. Just draw in the presence of God. Take a deep breath, brother. Again. There you go. Again. Oh, the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Loving Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody get up and jump. Come on, saints. Everybody get up and jump. The joy of the Lord. If you don't want to do it, make yourself do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Look at us bouncing up and down on the glory of God. Hallelujah. So you can go home and say, ha, 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 devil, I jumped in the presence of God. Hallelujah. What's your first name, the blue shirt? Joe. It ain't Joseph, just Joe. Hallelujah. You know, when I look at you, brother, I can see a danger sign.
there has been some dangers that has been trying to come into your life, but God says you're free now. Because you sat in my presence, because you listened to my word, I have given your heart directions. I've given your mind directions. And I've given you the Holy Spirit that you might receive the things that were spoken to you. So that stuff that tries to come on you, that cloud that brings discouragement, that kind of takes you down, I can feel it and sense the presence of God coming right now. It's going to be upon you, and it's going to free you. Raise your hands to him, Joe. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a church like this before? First time. Have you got Jesus in your life? Okay. You ought to come to this church more often. Well, get a plane.
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh.
I read them here.
Oh, okay. Father God, right now, Lord, I touch him, Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name. Let every bit of it, Lord, go in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Free him, Lord Jesus. Free him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Free him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of it's gone in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Our God supplying his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Satan, you've come in with darkness. And I bind you right now in Jesus' name. Principalities and powers, you're not going to control his life. I bind you right now in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord, for the release, the anointing of the power of God into his life, Lord, that his lips will be loosed, his tongue will be loosed, Lord, and he'll receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. If he don't already have it, let it manifest in his life, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift you up this morning, Jesus. We draw our attention to you. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for freeing us today. We thank you for your peace and your grace. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, you are making us ready, Lord, getting us ready for our season, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have a desire of things we don't like. The Spirit of God will come upon us and cause us not to do the things we don't want to do, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory that Satan has been disarmed, principalities have been disarmed, and now you're disarming the flesh, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit and your word. So it's in Jesus' name we thank you and praise you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. Well,